Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. I'm so delighted this tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our praise, for our study in the Word of God. I just give God all the praise and the glory on tonight. And I magnify his holy name on tonight. I give him honor and glory. I reverence God who is my life. And to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I just thank and praise God on tonight. He is a good God and he's worthy to be praised. We're going to have a short devotion and we're going to go right into the Word of God. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 50. Psalms 50. The mighty God, even the Lord, have spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun until the going down of thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very temperate round and about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness. For God is judge himself. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify again against thee. I am God, even thy God. I would not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I would take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goat out of thy fold. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills I know all the fowls of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine. I was hungry, I will not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. I have just read you from Psalms 50 from the first verse down to the... ...12th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're just going to have a song.
Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything you give me. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not blessed. Lord, give me you. Lord. Lord, give me your Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. Give me your Lord. I'm on my knees. Give me you. Give me you. I hope I'm not late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, God, confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we just come tonight just thanking and praising you for another opportunity tonight, God, and to study your word together, God, and in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just come tonight, God, and Lord, asking you right now to let Deborah decrease and the Holy Ghost increase to minister to us on tonight, and in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I come right now, God, and asking you to move me from this flesh, God, and that you may use me as a vessel, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. Use me, God, and hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, God, to cover everyone under the sound of my voice tonight, and everyone that's on this radio broadcast, and everyone that will watch this, hear this, or listen to this video, this radio broadcast, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover them now, in their families, in the shed blood of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, to open our minds up tonight, open our hearts up tonight, that we may receive your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you tonight, and I bind up the strong man on tonight. I bind the strong man up tonight. I bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. I bind you up now. I cast you out. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus from this radio broadcast and from our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you tonight. I thank you tonight, God. Father, we repent of everything, God, and anything that we've done against you, against your will, we repent right now. We ask you to search our hearts, our mind, and our spirit. If there's anything in there, Lord, that should not be, God, to remove it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit, and a sound mind tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you tonight, and we can't make it without you, Lord. Father, we just ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen. We're getting ready to start from chapter 7 in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 7. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land, whether thou goest to possess it, and many nations before thee, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. But thus shall ye deal with them. Ye shall destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their graven images. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor chose you because you were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath with he had sworn unto your fathers, have the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations, and repay them that hate him to their face and to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command thee this day to do them. Wherefore, it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he swore unto thy fathers. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of the land, thy corn and thy wine and thy oil and thy increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep in the land which he swore unto thy fathers to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. There shall not be male nor female barren among you or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest upon thee, but would lay them upon them that hate thee. And thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thine eyes shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, for that would be a snare unto thee. If thou shalt say in thy heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shall well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and unto all Egypt, the great temptation which thy eyes saw, and the signs of the and one of and the wonders, and the mighty hand, and the stretched out arm whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out. So shall the Lord thy God do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. Moreover, the Lord thy God will send a hornet among them until they that are left and hide themselves from thee be destroyed. Thou should not be afraid at them, for the Lord thy God is among you, a mighty God and terrible. And the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee by little and little. Thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beast of the field increase upon thee. But the Lord thy God shall deliver them unto thee, and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. And he shall deliver their kings into thy hand, and thou shalt destroy their name from under heaven. There shall no man be able to stand before thee until thou have destroyed them. The graven image of their gods shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein, for it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. Neither shall thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. Amen.
Chapter 8. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your father. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, mm-hmm. but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord, mm-hmm. doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man hasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chastened thee. Therefore, thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his mm-hmm. ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee unto a good land, and a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vine, and fig tree and pomegranate, a land of olive oil, olive and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig bread. When thou hast eaten an artful, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, and not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flock multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thy has is multiplied, then thine heart be filled up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions, and drunk where there was no water. Who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint? Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee? To do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand hath gotten me this with. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that ye shall surely perish, as the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. Amen.
Let's get ready to answer these questions. Praise God. The first question is, why did God choose to bring the Israelites into the promised land? Why did he choose them? Okay. I think it's verse 6. It's what it is. It's in verse 6. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The people thy God have chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you are the fewest in number, but because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. So that's why. Because he loved them. He loved them so much. He loved them so much. And he made a promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he would take them right on into the promised land. Number two, why would the Israelites drive the nations out little by little? Why would they? Let me see. It's in verse 22, I think. And the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee by little and little, thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beast of the field increase upon thee. Yeah. So the beast of the field would not become too numerous in an unoccupied city. And let me see something else on that too. Oh, I'll talk about that when we finish answering. Three, what were they to do with anything, whether silver or gold, that was used for evil purposes? What were they to do? And that's in 25, verse 25. It says, the graven images of their gods shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein, for it is in an abomination to the Lord thy God. Mm-hmm. Amen. So we're going to go right on to 8. He told them to completely destroy whatever it was and do not bring any of it into their homes, because it'll cause them to be a curse on their home. Okay, chapter 8. What should we be careful to observe so that we may live and multiply? Okay, Ray, that's number 1. You can read it.
Okay. I do so. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your father.
Yep. Absolutely right. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. The commandments of God. And then the next question is, what should we never say when we look at all our blessings and material and wealth? And that's somewhere around verse 17 and 18.
But it's saying that we should never say we did it. We should say
that's
that
right.
The Lord.
That's right, because it's not by our power, nor by our might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. It's by God's power. He give us
right.
power and strength to do anything that we need to do. So we can never say in our hearts that we acquired anything on our own. All things are from God. You know, so we
yeah.
should never say, oh, I did this, or I did that, or I got this, and I got that. Yeah, he was the
can
one
we do that
who gave you whatever it was to get it. And to do it, you know, sometimes we have a lot of problems when it comes to stuff like that. We have a lot of problems because
mm-hmm.
everybody, you know, especially when you get something, everybody get the big head. They want to don't let no money be involved now. I'm telling you, you get the big head, you want to do this, and you want to, you know, say this, and I did it if it hadn't been for me. This wouldn't have happened if I hadn't did this, that wouldn't have happened. You gotta really, really, really be careful about that, because I'm telling you, God owns everything. He owns everything. That's why I can say I don't need your money. I ain't cash out from nobody, because God take care of me. And so, you know, and not pride for saying this, I'm not prideful. I'm only saying what I know for myself. I know God owned the cattle on the thousand hills. I know he made the foundations of the earth. I know God made everything, and he created us. God made everything, good and bad. God made it. Whatever it was, God made it. He made the silver and the gold. Everything belongs to God. We can't say we made nothing. It all belongs to God. So if you need something, you can ask me if you want to, but it's only by the grace of God, only by his grace, because he owns everything. Everything is his. Really remember that. You know, we need something, we go to God first. Then we go whoever God tell us to go to, send us to. So I'm going to read a little commentary. And starting with chapter 7, says this is a very strong language. Remember that God had said, thou shalt not kill. That is a command against personal animosity, you know, hatred, which lead to murder. The Hebrew word is ratsach, R-A-T-S-A-C-H. Here they are directly commanded to destroy those people who were living in the land. It is an altogether different Hebrew word, charam, meaning to devote to God or destruction. You may think that it is terrible. The liberals today hate the God of the Old Testament. I heard one call God a bully. They didn't like the idea that God would actually destroy a whole nation. God also, neither shall thou make marriages with them. That's why I tell you, when you marry outside your race, honey, it ain't, you shouldn't. You shouldn't, because whatever God they worshiping, you're going to end up worshiping them. You got to make sure, you know, you marry somebody that know the true and living God. And, I mean, a lot of these African guys, the Haitian guys, the Mexican guys, the Latino guys, some of them know God, but most of them don't. And you don't know who they bowing down to. You don't know what altar they at. You got to know for yourself that they love the true and one and true and living God. Ain't but one. Ain't but one. So this the thing, and it'll mess you up with God and mess your marriage up with God, because he ain't going to ordain that. You know, people say, well, you can love anybody. God don't tell you who to love, but he tell you who to marry. See, that's one thing about it. It's right here in the word of God. It's right here. He told them, do not marry them Canaanites. None of them Jebusites and Hivites and Hittites and Amorites. He said, don't marry them. So they must have a problem. And the problem is they worshiping strange gods, other gods, and God is a jealous God. He don't want us doing that. He don't want us doing that. You know, so that's what we have to remember. That's very important. And I hear it so many people, because I used to think that you can marry anybody if, you know, if they right and stuff like that, but you can't be unequally yoked. You serving God and they serving Farrakhan. What? Sin body. Get hooked up with a Muslim or a Jehovah Witness or somebody that's worshiping cows or pagan people. You can't do that. God ain't blessed that kind of mess. So we got to make sure we know this word. This is why we going through the Bible, because a lot of things I said before and other preachers and leaders said, we didn't know where it was in the Bible. We've taken their word. Now we can't. We know it for ourselves. We read it for ourselves. I remember when Apostle was saying, you ain't supposed to marry out your race. You ain't supposed to marry in different races, Africans and Haitians and Mexicans and Latinos and stuff. God ain't in that. in so many biracial marriages today because they feel like they can marry who they want. And I don't believe God is against you loving anybody. But to become one with them and they not serving the one and true and living God, that's what I feel it is. If they serving God, I say okay. But if they serving somebody else, you can, and they can be your the same race and they serving somebody else, you don't need to mess with them. You don't need to marry them. Honey, mm-mm. You can pray for them. That's what you can do, but you don't, just like Solomon had all them wives and concubines and stuff, and he was truly David's son is Solomon. He had all them wives, 700 wives, I think it was, and was sleeping with just every one of them and was worshiping all of their gods, and God kicked him to the curb. Plus, you can't do that. God is a jealous God. Believe me, he's jealous. He don't want nobody having you. He don't want you to worship nobody else but him. He loves us. The word just told us he loves us. He said we're a special people. That's what he said. Okay. Where am I at? 6 and 7. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself. Above all people thou art upon the face of the earth. He chose us. Israel. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. Never a great nation numerically. They would not compare to China or India or other great nations of the world. But God loved them. But because the Lord loved you and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, have the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt? Yes, he did. So you remember that God said in Exodus that he had heard their cries, that distress cry. He responded because he loved them. He delivered them from bondage for that reason. He keep repeating this over and over. He loved them. He heard them crying. He heard them in distress. He heard them complaining, crying, hurting. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. So that means on down, not only 2,000 years, but 1,000 generations. Mm-hmm. We need to keep that commandment because God loves us. And he proved to us every day that he loves us. He showed us every day that he loves us. He wake us up every day. He love us. He love us. We don't run around here hungry. And if we do, it's for a reason. It's for an elevation. It's a test. Believe me. God love us. If he died on the cross, sent his only begotten son. Oh, y'all, I got a cough drop in my mouth, and it's got some stuff, and I got to check it out. if he sent his only begotten son to the cross for us, to give his life up for us, for our sins, for our hang-ups, You know God loved us. He loved us. He still loves us. Give us whatever we need. He supplies us with whatever we need and some of what our desires. God does. You love me. Keep my commandments. That's all he wants from us. He wants us to keep his commandments. Do the right thing. If you see it in the word of God, do it. Don't be sitting up trying to prove and seeing none. You read it for yourself. He don't want us marrying out of our race. And not only, I won't say out of our race, but what I'm going to say is unequally yoked. And the Canaanites and the Amorites and stuff, those are different races, though. So I can say that, but because they have faith in God. So God don't want us doing that. He don't want us doing that. He said, I'm a jealous God. So that's why he was saying that. You marry in your race. That those that believe in the Almighty God, even the black men that don't believe in God, they know it's a God. They mama done told them about God. They done been to Sunday school somewhere, the church or something. Somebody told them about God. So they know about God. But when you got a person, a man or a lady of another race, they worshiping cows and they worshiping Buddha and they worship stuff. You can't do that. You can't do that. Like Catholic people, they bow down to statues. They love God. They say they love God and stuff, but they still bow to statues. Saint, whatever it is, I don't even know. But I used to take doors to church, to Catholic church, and that's what they did. That's what they did, and they kissed the man's hand. They don't do that, and we're not supposed to do that. And kiss no man's hand, less than it's the Father himself, Jesus. And kiss no man's hand, bowing my knee. You know, the devil is a lie, and nobody else should do it either. Like, you know, you see those mobsters on TV bowing down, kissing the boss, the mob boss hand and all that kind of stuff. God, let me tell you something. God will tear them up. But, you know, it's something because we hear all of this stuff preached. We've been taught all this stuff, but it doesn't really sink in till you read it for yourself, until you study it for yourself. And then it never leaves your heart and mind. It never leaves your heart. And now can't nobody tell you because you read it for yourself. You read it for yourself. And this is the time that we need to learn more. We need to have this in our heart, the tablets of our heart. These commandments should be written in our heart that we may not sin against God. We need to have this thing so close to our heart that we'll know every time we get ready to do something wrong. He said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. You got to keep them commandments, I'm telling you, or you got to be so close till you say, Lord, I'm trying. You know, but this and that, and that and this, all you can do is do the best that you can. Because like I heard, I was talking to a young lady yesterday, and she was telling me about her sister was getting ready to shoot this man. She was driving, and she almost hit the man. She didn't hit him. And so she had stopped to see about him. She didn't hit him, but he was on a motorcycle, so she was trying to make sure he wasn't hurt. She got out the car to see, and he called her every black to white man. And he started walking up on her. She told him, now, you better not take near another step, because I don't know if you know Jesus or not, but that's going to be your last step. She was in Christ, loved the Lord, But who gonna let somebody run up on them? And he was cussing her like a sailor. But she didn't touch him. She scared him, but she didn't touch him. We repent, but I can just say it was almost not her fault, but she was at fault for almost hitting him. I'll say that, but she didn't touch him. So he shouldn't have ran up on her, because I probably would have shot him old as I am and scared as I am, you know. But people, this is how things work. That's why you have to stay prayed up. You have to know. You have to stay prayed up, I'm telling you. It's so much stuff going out here on today. It's things that's pushing us. And people dying like flies, like fleas, like gnats dying. God calling them home. We out here in these streets and we doing all kind of stuff. God see us. God see me every day. That's why I'm trying my best to do the best that I can to stay in this space every day. Every chance I get, I try to repent every day. I try to stay in his presence every day if it don't be but 10 minutes because he's looking at you. He's looking at me, and I know he's looking at me. I know he's watching my heart, what's in it. And that heart got to be pure. That heart can't have no unforgiveness and holding grudges and all this kind of stuff. Your heart can't have that in it. I'm just telling you now. You got to have a clean heart, a right spirit with God. You can't go around holding grudges. And even though you may say, well, I ain't going to do this, I ain't going to do that, you better not have no anger or unforgiveness in your heart. That you're going to do something to improve yourself in Christ, you do it. If you're going to fast and pray, you do it. You repent every day. I repent every day because I love God. I want to be in line, in tune with God. I want to be in tune with his heartbeat so I know his and he'll know mine. That's what I want. All this other stuff, if I don't have to go nowhere, I won't. I sit right around here and read and study and pray and sing and whatever it is. Worship God. Because he is who loved me, I know for sure. He loved me more than anybody. That's what we have to remember. God loves us more than anybody. Yes, he does. And he can do for us what we could never, ever do for ourselves. Believe me, when you give up, I had, what, 6-8 weeks to go before I would have got my nursing degree. And apostle told me, the Lord said, just let it go. Said, if you let it go, he going to bless you. I was like, oh, no, I ain't going to do that. I don't know where this man come from. I ain't going to do that. But I prayed about it. And the Lord said, prove me. Try me. When I tell you this CNA, I was a CNA at that time, certified nurse's aide. Was clearance when all said and done, it was about $84,000 a year. It jumped from maybe 30 to 84,000. And I got that even a year or two after Doris died, Mary was still paying me. So I, you know, if you trust God in things, God will show up in things, but you got to trust him with it. You got to give it to him and trust him with it. When you trust God with it, God ain't going to let you down. He can do anything but fail. He going to come right on through for you. But you got to have faith enough to trust God. in every circumstance, in every situation. Now, I'm here to tell you, God is a healer. He is a rewarder. God is he loves us. He is our everything. He's our provider. He is everything to us. We don't need no other God. Nobody but God. Nobody but him. If he can't do it, can't nobody do it. He said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. He owns everything. Everything is his. If he can't do it, can't no other source do it like God can. Do we have any questions, any comments on tonight?
This was a good word because honestly, I didn't even know we weren't supposed to marry outside the race. But I always told myself I was never gonna do that, and I wasn't gonna let my boys do it. But I never knew that was even in the Bible. So this was really good.
It's in the Bible. But what you have to pray and think about this. Is he talking about outside the race or outside the word of God? You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, but it said the race, because the Amorites and the Hittites, they different race, and he hasn't changed. I was trying to say maybe he was talking about being unequally yoked. Don't marry them that's not in God, but they say the sanctified wife, the sanctified wife can sanctify the husband or something like that. Help the husband get sanctified or come to Christ. So he's got to be talking about the race. I've heard apostles say that, but I never seen it in the Bible. But now God, when it's time for you to know something, God will make it possible for you to know. No, we're not supposed to marry out our race. I'm telling you, and you don't want it to be a curse. You don't want, because you don't know. Because a lot of people, they different denominations. Especially you got some black Catholics, but it's not a lot. Most of them white or Hispanic or Mexican, and some Africans. But it's not a whole lot of black Catholics, and when you can tell you don't have a whole lot of Baptist white folk. You know what I'm saying? I'm just putting it like that. They're mostly black. So this is all I'm saying. You got to think about that kind of stuff, and it's right here in the Word of God. He ain't trying to fool us. He's letting us know this is what I say. And if you do this, this going to happen to you. Mm-hmm. So I remember when he told one of them, I think it was Moses, or Noah or Moses, don't let their daughters marry them Canaanite men. Don't give their daughters to them. Don't let their sons marry the Canaanite daughters. That's what it was. He said, and they was having babies by them. Mm-hmm. And they was having babies, and these babies was coming out giants. Mm-hmm. Like Nephilim. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's where Goliath comes from. Why you shouldn't do what God say don't do. Mm-hmm. Because I was trying to look that stuff up one while when we were studying. That's where I believe Goliath came from. I sure do. There was a few of them left. Mm-hmm. Having babies. Mm-mm. But amen. This was a good lesson. I just thank and praise God for it because, I studied some, but I probably could have studied some more. But it was very, very good because it wasn't that long. We didn't have that many verses, so I knew some of them, but we have to really we have to really know that God is teaching us in this season. He's teaching us what he wants us to know. I'm just telling you. And I'm not going to hold you. We're going to get ready to close. God, I just thank and praise God for each one of you all being on the radio broadcast for the study of God's word. We're going to be right back on here tomorrow night for the praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for each one of them, God. I ask you to keep them and their families covered under the shed blood of Jesus, encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Thank you for opening up our understanding, God. I just thank you for it on tonight. I give you glory and praise for that tonight, and let that word just sink right down in our hearts, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we pray, and we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. You all keep up Apostle in your prayers. He's doing much better. I thank and praise God for that. So, y'all, just keep him in your prayers. God bless you all. You all have a good night, and I will talk to you tomorrow. I'll be on live in the morning. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night. God bless
Amen.
You all.
Yeah. Yeah. Love you too.
Love you too.
Yeah.